to Jesus Christ, that we can be redeemed, that we can not fear death. We can't open our Bibles without being reminded that Jesus' life fulfilled every promise God ever made. All stories, even the ones that were complicated, seemed impossible, or were full of suffering, were redeemed by Jesus. By the way he lived and the way he died in paying the ultimate sacrifice. No person mentioned in Scripture, in the Old or New Testaments, could have imagined how history would one day come together and finally make sense at the cross. The cross is the ultimate reminder that Jesus is exactly what we all need all the time. In Jesus, we find the love that changes everything we have ever known. Without Jesus, there's only darkness. There's no light or peace. Without Jesus, there's no hope, grace, forgiveness, unconditional love, or direction for our lives. Without Jesus, there is no perfect story of God's promises fulfilled. Without Jesus, there would be no communion, a celebration we get to share in together every week. The Lord's Supper should be treated as a celebration because it reminds us of Jesus' love for each of us. Taking communion should never become mechanical or ritualistic. It should never become so common that we ignore or forget the significance of what it commemorates. Every time we participate in communion, we take a step of obedience and live out the command in Scripture to proclaim the good news until He comes. As you partake of this meal today, you're doing exactly that. You're proclaiming His death until He comes. And that death is what makes us not to have to fear death. His power over death, His resurrection, is what we can have confidence in, and knowing that we don't have to fear death on this earth. And it's all because of Jesus. This is all because of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come to you now, Father, remembering your Son and the way that He set forth for us. As we partake of this bread that reminds us of His body that was broken for us and beaten and battered, and as we partake of the juice that reminds us of the blood that was shed on that cross so that our sins could be forgiven, so that when you look down on us, all you see is Him. You don't see our sinful selves. Thank you, Father, so very much for this opportunity we have to remember Him as we proclaim Him now by partaking this meal, but also, Father, as we leave this place and use our lives to proclaim Him to those around us. Thank you for this opportunity as we remember Him now for everything that He did. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.